1988.
Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. There's plenty of time for you to share your thoughts here toll-free at 855-453, whether you want to talk about the TSA, the feds setting up alleged bombers, people who probably never would have set off a bomb had the feds not provided it to them and encouraged them. One of those stories. We shared that with you last hour. Also, so much more that we've discussed here tonight. Mental disorders, overdiagnosis of those. There was discuss about leaving the United States versus staying here and getting active, say, by joining the Free State Project. So you tell us what you want to discuss at 855-453 with you tonight. It is Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
Johnny Ray also has his game of the week. We'll get to that when we get a chance. And take your calls. Let's start out with Dennis on the line listening in Concord, New Hampshire to LRN.FM. Hello, Dennis. Dennis in Concord going once. Dennis.
Hello, can you hear me?
We got you. Go ahead, sir.
So the other day, you guys were talking to someone who had a serious caffeine monster drink addiction.
That's right.
And I kind of wanted to share my personal story with the monkey.
All right.
So I had a serious drug problem. I mean, it's a drug problem, and people should not belittle this. If you are addicted to caffeine, if I was drinking at least two pots a day of, you know, good, solid black coffee, and the moment I get up in the morning, I had a headache, and the second cup or so would start to cure the headache. And if I didn't have coffee for a day or two, I was in serious pain and serious stomach upset, and I was just, you know, I was addicted, hardcore addicted. So, and I knew this was not good. It had been that way for a good 20 years, literally from college to 20 years after college, I was still pounding on the caffeine. And, of course, during college, that caffeine was a big part of how I managed to get my degrees, right? I mean, that was really useful. That and some ephedrine was, and I was good to go.
Right.
But what happened was about 3 years ago, I had a minor surgical procedure, you know, a very sort of standard minor little thing. And part of it, they gave me some Tylenol number 3 tablets to deal with any post-surgical pain I might have. And I figured this would be the good way to deal with the pain of withdrawal. So while I was kind of loopy on the Tylenol number 3 with the opiates there, I quit the caffeine. And it was still headaches, and it was still tummy aches. But what I found is that the opiates, they didn't really get rid of the pain, but they made me not care that much about the pain. And I had like 2 weeks worth of those. When they wore down, I was still having headaches. I was still having stomach aches. I still had the cravings. And they lasted, I think, for at least a good 6 or 8 weeks before the headaches were gone. And I was able to just be me. And that was after 20 years of saturating my cells with caffeine, right? So,
wow. And how much were you drinking every day?
At least two pots. I mean, it's
two pots of coffee.
Yeah.
That's a lot of coffee. I mean, how many ounces are in a pot of coffee?
I don't know. It's just standard drip coffee kind of thing. And, of course, back when I lived in California and I was the dot-com years and stuff and I didn't mind blowing money on stupid stuff, I would go to Starbucks and get 3 venti coffees. And that would be like that'd start my day, you know?
Yeah. So you'd start out with Starbucks coffee and then you'd continue on with regular coffee all day long.
Yeah, and with the high-tech companies, with the dot-coms, you know, they keep you pretty much hyped up. We had all the coffee we could drink for free. Yep. It was Starbucks. It was nice coffee. They had the special brew just for our
fancy
company, which I thought was kind of cool. But, you know, we had the espresso maker there in the break room, and it's as much as you can drink, you know? So we did.
So it took you how many weeks of withdrawals?
It was a good 6 or 8 weeks before I was headache-free.
That's intense.
You know, and
you were taking the was it acetaminophen or what was the headache product?
Tylenol number 3. It's the it's the Tylenol that has
codeine,
the codeine. Yeah, codeine. It's kind of like Percocet.
Got it.
Yeah, quitting, addiction is so powerful. And to quit, it's, my understanding is you just have to want it enough. But it's so hard to make yourself want something enough. I mean, I'm still hooked on nicotine. Mm-hmm. I'd like to not be hooked on it. I was off it for a good month, I think 2 years ago, and it was great. It was a very empowering feeling.
What got you back on it? Were you drinking?
No.
That's usually what most people's story is.
You know what? I'm not ready. I can't divulge that secret. That's too personal about why I got back on nicotine.
All right. That's interesting. Very intriguing.
It is.
Now I want to know even more.
But how do you make yourself want to quit something? I don't know. I wanted to because I decided I was in a situation in a moment, and I realized just how much a slave I was to it. Mm-hmm. And I was so disappointed in myself, and I was excited about what a life without it would be like. And that was enough that day to get me off. And I was, you know, off.
What did you quit? Were you quitting smoking cigarettes?
I was smoking dipping? And I was dipping.
Okay. And you quit both?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I did. But I started again. So,
you can't tell us why.
Right.
Okay. Dennis, so have you been quit since then, the caffeine, or did you ever start again?
No, I'm clean. I have once in a blue moon. I mean, literally once in maybe every 6 months or a year had like a Coca-Cola with the caffeine in the Coca-Cola. But other than that, I'm drinking ginger ale or herbal tea or water.
Now, herbal tea, doesn't that have caffeine in it?
It depends on the tea. I happen to love some of the spicy teas that they make that are caffeine free. You know, peppermint and really fruity girl type.
What does it do to you? Does it do anything to you? I mean, since you had such a profound addiction so many years ago, when you drink caffeine now, does it have a strong pull to you? Do you feel like the addiction's back, or is it like it's a one off? It's no big deal.
If I have just the amount that's, say, in a can of Coke, I don't really notice it as much as I notice, say, the sugar in the Coke and all that kind mm-hmm. of stuff. It's just such a powerful addiction, and I'm such a caffeine-aholic, I just don't want to go there. Like, I have not had a actual caffeinated cup of coffee or Monster drink or 5-Hour Energy or anything like that. I've just not had one in 3 years. Don't plan to ever have one just because I never want to have that headache again. But I would mm-hmm. recommend to anybody that if you're going to try and kick a caffeine habit, at least, my experience was opiates will help you kick the caffeine, at least in terms of reducing the amount of headache pain. So it did help a little bit.
Dennis, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing your story, and thanks for the call at 855-450-FREE. So now, Johnny Ray, you are currently a dipper. I know that much about you.
Uh-huh.
Cigarettes?
No, I'll smoke 2 or 3 cigarettes a year, I guess.
Okay.
So, you know, something like that.
You're better off now than you were in the past. Would you argue that?
I would. I think that smokeless tobacco is safer than smoked tobacco.
Odds are good if you're going to get cancer. It'll probably only be cancer of the mouth instead of lung cancer. You may lose a jaw or something like that, but you'll live through it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm cool with that.
So tell us about your addiction and how difficult it was for you to quit.
Ian, you don't have any addictions to physical things, to drugs, do you, that I know of?
I don't think so. I mean, I do enjoy some cannabis every now and then.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I'd like to say that I could quit if I wanted to, because I know I've quit in the past, I quit smoking cannabis for a whole year of my life.
Yeah, I remember that.
I guess
I don't remember that though.
But it did happen in the past, and I did it, and my life wasn't any better because of it. So I went back to it.
Well, that's great. You know, that's a lot of people tell themselves that they're going to do that experiment, but they don't get through it.
Yeah, so
yeah, I want to know what life is like without these cigarettes, and then if my life doesn't change for the better, then I'll start smoking them again. But they just can't go 2 days without one.
Yeah. You've been drinking milk. Are you still doing the gallon of milk every day thing?
Yeah.
How's that working out?
I gained 10 pounds.
Were you trying to gain weight? Was that the purpose?
Yeah, and I've been there since then.
So you're happy with it thus far?
I want more.
I want more than a gallon of milk.
No, I want more weight. I want to be a monster, a musclehead.
We'll come really? We'll come back with more in a moment here. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Tell us about your addiction story, if you want. And multivitamins. What's the deal with multivitamins? We'll tell you more. Coming up.
First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then, New Year's, fad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology, special green tea extract, and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. And with you tonight, it's Ian
and Johnny Ray.
Of course, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we share with you on the website. In fact, you can go and get signed up for news updates. Follow us via email, Facebook, Google+, Twitter, whatever is your preference. We have it for you. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Take your pick, or pick more than one if you like. News.freetalklive.com. If you follow the email updates, you'll get the most critical updates about Free Talk Live. If you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, you'll get more granular updates, things that we'll put up there during the show. And actually, Mark, since he couldn't make it in tonight, he's been sitting at home listening to this. He's been very, very busy updating our Facebook page. So thanks to him for that.
He just can't stay away.
He's on the line. He wants me to put him on, but it sounds kind of bad. He's got a new computer, and apparently the microphone's not very good. So we'll see if we can work that out. We want to get to you and your thoughts as well, and you can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Now, if you've been looking at getting Bitcoins, maybe you've hooked yourself up with a Bitcoin wallet already, and you're looking to figure out, well, what's the best way to go and get these things? Well, the best way, in my opinion, is cashintocoins.com. The instructions there are easy, they're clear, it's safe, fast, legal, and inexpensive, and customer service is their top priority. Now, all you need to have in order to take advantage of this is cash and either a Wells Fargo, Bank of America, or a credit union which has shared branching. A credit union has to have shared branching in order for this to work. But you go to cashintocoins.com, you select the option that you want to go and deposit, which bank you prefer. And then you go there, deposit the money, and then it can be a little while. They've unfortunately had to take extra time now due to the change in the Bitcoin market with a lot of people out there demanding Bitcoins. They have amazing rates, though, at cashintocoins.com, and it's still probably the fastest way that you can get Bitcoins, even though there is a slight delay over at cashintocoins.com. They've been very good about keeping their customers up to date and in the loop with how long things are going to take. The last time I looked, they were saying it's basically a one business day transaction delay at this point now at cashintocoins.com. So great stuff. They do it, and they do it fast.
And if you're a believer in Bitcoin, now's a good opportunity to buy. There was some quote bad news out of China, which has sent the price down. I think it's around 700 now, and it had been
it was down like in the lower 600s earlier today.
Oh, yep. Okay.
So current price I think you're right around there, right around 700 U.S. dollars. So cashintocoins.com, if you want to go and get Bitcoins, now might be a real good time to do so, considering they've been as high as $1,200. And a lot of people believe they're going to go even higher than that over time. Now, they could go to zero. You never know what's going to happen.
It's sort of like a binary thinking, I guess. Bitcoins are not going to be, are not going to survive and stay at 1,000 through their lifetime. They're either going to die and go to zero, or they're going to go much, 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 much higher than $1,000 a coin. So if you believe in it, as I do, then you're an early adopter up until the price is at least $5,000 a coin. But you know what? I shouldn't talk about prices because I don't know what I'm talking about.
Nobody knows. I mean, we have no clue what the Bitcoin is going to do tomorrow or the day after that. It's uncharted territory. This is stuff that no one's ever been through before. It's completely new to everybody. And who knows what's going to happen? But some people believe it could go very, very high. Some people believe that it'll either go to zero or it'll go to 10,000 or a million or something ridiculous like that. I mean, I don't know how many people thought it was going to go to 1,000 this soon. And it crashed through that barrier last month.
Yeah.
So we'll go back to the phones and the fun here. Helen is listening in Ithaca to WNYY. Hello, Helen.
Hi, good evening, you guys. Good evening, libertarians. You know I'm not a libertarian. So.
Well, hello, Helen.
I knew that.
I'm more like a democratic socialist.
I think most people are libertarian at heart because they would not hurt their neighbors. It's just that they don't usually realize that that by using the state and by asking the state to do things that they are threatening their neighbors with violence. And once people come to that conclusion, it's hard to not be a libertarian-minded person from that point on.
Okay. All right. Well, I was going to just talk about like some current events that I think are both sad, some sad and hysterical at the same time. But you were talking about multivitamins. I think as long as you don't get totally ripped off and buy the most expensive ones, just keep taking them. You know, it's not going to hurt you, you know. So that's what you're...
You know, that's probably true. They're not going to hurt you, but they're still something you're spending money on, and maybe, you know, if your budget's tight, maybe you don't really need them. We can get into the details on that story. But what else did you want to share with us?
All right, the political stuff. All right, both domestic here and North Korea, China, and South Korea. But the domestic stuff, which is just a big joke about the Santa Claus nonsense, you know, and Jesus Christ and stuff.
I don't know what you're talking about. Tell me more.
Oh, no,
Santa
yeah,
Claus nonsense?
They're citing that who is white, you know. You didn't hear about this?
Tell me more. I don't know what. Like, give me. Oh, treat me like I'm
okay. Megyn Kelly on Fox News.
I totally don't watch television, so I have
idea. I don't either. I heard this like just on the computer and stuff.
Okay. So what was she saying?
She made a definitive statement that Jesus Christ was white and Santa Claus was white. Yeah. Yeah, isn't that funny? Yeah. I mean, they both were, Jesus Christ was born, he's from Nazareth, right? So he's Middle Eastern. And Santa Claus, who was really St. Nicholas, who was from Turkey, that is like between Europe and the Middle East. So he also was Mediterranean. So they were both olive-skinned at best, you know? So why we're proclaiming that these people are white? I don't mean me.
Ludicrous.
You. Yeah, it's totally cuckoo crazy. But, well, anyhow, so you didn't know about that. So now I'm catching you off guard. But I was going to make a political statement. So I was going to say, I don't care what color they are, but if Santa Claus dressed in red and he comes jumping into your house like a Stasi and he's giving stuff out for free and he's got this guy riding, you know, leading the reindeers with a red nose, all that stuff points to communist. I'm being, you know, I mean, facetious. Okay?
This, you're saying this is what Megyn Kelly was saying on Fox News, is that Santa's a communist?
No. This is what I'm saying. I'm making fun of her, and I'm being facetious.
Ah, okay, gotcha.
And then,
I would have believed
it
had you told me that she was saying that, too. It sounds totally in line with, you know, the nonsense that some of those people say.
Yeah, I'm being even more nonsensical. And then,
I gotcha.
Christ, Jesus Christ, he walked around wearing these sandals and these, like, grubby clothes, long hair, and a beard, and he had no respect for authority. So he was a socialist. So they're both, you know.
Well, I've heard it argued that Jesus Christ was actually an anarchist, but that's, you know, another story.
Yeah, he was an anarchist, too, yeah. But anyhow, all right, now let's skip to North Korea, and then I'll shut up, okay?
I love talking about North Korea. I just find it fascinating. Stand by, Helen. I'm going to bring you back for that conversation in moments. 855, 450, free. And it looks like old Dennis Rodman's heading back to North Korea as we speak, apparently with yet another documentary crew in tow. I'm going to presume it's Vice. The story I've got here doesn't mention where the documentary crew is from. We'll continue here, see what Helen has to say in moments. Take your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware. hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just do it toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you there. Lots of different stuff on the website. If you enjoy what we're doing at Free Talk Live, then please shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You still have enough time to get whatever you're looking to buy, people, for the holiday season before Christmas or whatever it is you celebrate. You probably should do it tonight or tomorrow. Do it sooner rather than later at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon US. You click into the right Amazon for you and get your shopping taken care of. Whatever you're looking for, they probably sell it, and you'll probably get a really great deal, free super saver shipping. It's the same Amazon experience that you're used to. Just entering through our affiliate links at shop.freetalklive.com so they know to send us a portion of the purchase price. Now, there are some things you can't get at Amazon, and one of those things is coffee from BuzzBox Coffee, where we and, well, not me because I don't drink coffee, but Mark does, and he is a huge fan of this coffee. In fact, Jason Talley and Allie, our Friday night co-hosts, are also, they are using the BuzzBox Coffee and enjoying their BuzzBox Coffee. Because
Jason's always brewing up a pot of BuzzBox Coffee. I've enjoyed it.
Over at the KC, you've enjoyed it as well?
I sure have,
good to know. It says it's because it's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded. It's good coffee, and it's also doing good things in the world as well by providing at least 100 microloans. What our goal is to get 1,000 Free Talk Live listeners who also love coffee to join us in providing the gift of freedom through at least 100 microloans via World Vision. So we're actually empowering people in very poor places in the world to create their own businesses growing coffee. So you're actually helping people. You're not just giving yourself really good coffee. You're helping people make a better life for themselves. So you can go to coffee.freetalklive.com, get your first pound for free, and get on an auto ship program that is adjustable, meaning you can tell them how often to send you this great coffee. Maybe you're not a heavy drinker. You know, you only need a pound every every 8 weeks, or you're a very heavy drinker, you need a pound every 2 weeks. There's a range of weeks that you can set to get the coffee automatically delivered to you. So you cover the shipping on that first free pound, and then it's fairly affordable from there out. From there on out, coffee.freetalklive.com is where you can go to get signed up for that and get your first pound for free. Again, you just pay for the shipping cost. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Ian, I would like to add that Jason Talley really sucks at making coffee, but the quality of the BuzzBox, the richness of the coffee flavor, It shines through his incompetence at brewing a pot of coffee.
It's good to know. Let's go back to Helen. She's on the line in Ithaca listening to WNYY. Helen, you wanted to comment on North Korea. Please go ahead.
Oh, boy. Okay. This is on a more serious note, although I might say something with a little bit of irony in it, which might be an attempt at humor, but I really think it's serious. So we've got this pudgy little spoiled brat. Okay. Who's got his little index finger on a nuclear bomb. And you know what happened. Like, he just had his uncle, who was his mentor, and he's 30 years old. His uncle was 67. And he had him executed, firing squad. And they use, I guess, in North Korea, they use machine guns. You know, they don't use, like, rifles or anything. They don't do it the old-fashioned way.
Okay. Yeah, right. we talked in detail about his uncle being murdered by Kim Jong-un last night on Free Talk Live. I did not get the detail about the firing squad, so thank you for sharing that.
Well, and then he also had his ex-girlfriend killed, and I don't know the details about that. But this guy, he is totally upset, his relationship with China. I mean, I don't know that. I'm not Chinese, you know, so it's not like I don't work for the CIA or anything. So, but China is very upset with this, and China is like the country that like protected them and provided them with all kinds of things that they needed to build, in energy, et cetera. So they've upset. That's the good news. They've upset their relationship with China. So then maybe we can speak with China and say, this guy is cuckoo crazy, spoiled brat. What is he doing running this country, you know? So.
Well, when you say we, are you talking about you and I? Because I'm not planning on going to China anytime soon. Are you talking about the U.S. federal government?
I guess I've been to China before a couple times. But,
when you say China, do you mean the people of China or do you mean the Chinese government?
I guess I mean the Chinese government thinks that this guy is nuts, and I think he's nuts, and I don't know what you think. But
what would you – well, I mean, I think he's nuts, but I think, you know, I think he's just a little bit more psychopathic than the average politician who is in charge of various different governments around the world.
Well, he's worse than his father, and he's worse than his grandfather. So it's
I don't know if there's any evidence for that statement. What makes you say that?
Because nobody else, like, killed their relatives.
How do you know that? I mean, there's a long history of horrors have happened in North Korea.
Yeah, there have been horrors happen. And I have friends from North Korea, and these people speak about these things amongst themselves. And I'm not North Korean. I'm Irish-American, so what the hell do I know about that? Although I haven't been to Korea. I've been to Hong Kong and China.
Well, his uncle wasn't blood uncle. It was a married uncle, as I understand
it. Yeah, it was his father's sister's husband.
I bet you if you went back, looked at Kim Jong-il and Kim Il-sung prior to him, you'd find examples of them offing some of their elite commanders and things like that.
No, they did off people. I know they did. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not going to agree with you that he's worse. I think he's on par. It's hard to really make a judgment on that. He's too new to the job. He's obviously trying to make a statement about how badass he is, and
nobody can challenge him. You know, and he's actually recalled his people that work for the government from China. And if I were them, I'd be like, sorry, I can't get a flight right now. I think.
Yeah, well, I mean, what do you want the Chinese government to do in this case?
discipline him because he's dependent on them.
You mean like
the guy? He's disciplined. What? He's like little spoiled brat.
But what are they going to do? What do you want them to do to him?
They can cut him off on a lot of things because he's 100% dependent on them. You know, so.
Are you talking about cutting off food? I mean, because then people are going
to... I don't want people to suffer. No. For him to continue with his nuclear, you know...
I see. So armaments. You're saying China is arming North Korea?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. That's not an unreasonable thing to ask. You know, obviously, though, you won't get to ask it because you're not in charge, and neither are we.
Unless the NSA is listening to our conversation right now. I don't know.
Well, I sure hope they are. And I thank you, Helen, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, if the NSA wants to listen in, I think it's a good thing. It can only help, right? If they listen to Free Talk Live constantly, then maybe we'll share some good ideas with them.
Yep, they're just people. And there was a time when I probably shared a lot of same ideas that they had, but I changed my mind.
And then that's what people can do, right? I mean, people do change over time. Maybe even Kim Jong-un could change his mind.
I think he could. Now, maybe Dennis Rodman is going to lead him on the path to goodness. He's going to visit him. You said this.
Third
you
time.
Told me.
It's the third time that Dennis Rodman is going to visit over in North Korea. Now, just to be clear, it's not necessarily certain that he will get to visit with Kim Jong-un.
Uh-huh.
In the case of his first visit, which Vice put on their recent documentary that came out this year for HBO. They had a series that came out, it's episode 10, where Vice goes back to North Korea. It's their third documentary they shot. And Kim Jong-un sort of appears, I don't know if they knew he was going to be coming to this game, but he did show up at this game. Rodman got to sit with him at the game. And then later on, they bring the basketball crew, the Harlem Globetrotters, three of them, Dennis Rodman, brought them secretly to a location where Kim Jong-un then came back out at this kind of dinner hall, and they had food together, they dined together, they drank together, and seemed to have a good time with one another. And it was a very positive documentary, but then at the same time, the guy's murdering
Out a bevy of the state prostitutes.
He's murdering his uncle, so, I mean, just because he does one nice thing with Dennis Rodman certainly doesn't mean he's a good guy. But, you know, it couldn't hurt. More coming up.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for your call and thoughts here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, but you better get your call in now, else you'll have to wait till tomorrow night. We do this thing 7 nights a week, plenty of time for you to get on the phones and bring up whatever's on your mind. You know, we still haven't gotten to this multivitamin story. I've been teasing it since last night. That's just how it goes here on Free Talk Live. We get calls, we go off on tangents, and half the time we don't ever talk about the things that we intended to talk about.
Yeah, that's classic. That's textbook FTL.
No doubt. But it is Ian here with you.
And Johnny Ray.
And we will take your calls, and you can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm, so feel free to avail yourself of that method if necessary. We're going to go to Mark, the man who is normally in the studio with us, but stuck at home in a snowdrift. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
I've noticed that you've taken the opportunity while I've been away to besmirch my good name and suggest that I'm a liar and a variety of other things that have gone on this evening. Is this what you do?
What are you talking about?
What was the first thing ostensibly caught in a snowstorm?
I don't know. You never told me the reason why you weren't coming in tonight, actually. You only told me you weren't going to make it tonight. So I presumed it was a snowstorm, but I don't know.
All right. Well, I just assume that you sit around taking valuable air time to take jabs at your partner while he's away.
Yeah, and I think ostensibly means that there is, that somebody made a claim that this thing that happened.
Okay, then I was wrong to use that term, Johnny Ray, because he did not make a claim as to why he was not coming in tonight.
So anyway,
I should have said presumably then.
Yes.
Presumably, yeah, that sounds better. So anyway, I was Helen was just talking about the Vietnam, or excuse me, the North Korea situation.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it last night on the show, and interestingly, on the Facebook page, somebody posted a link to a video. I don't spend a lot of time going through the videos that people might post from the Facebook page. I figure, I just don't have time to do it. But I was on the treadmill this morning, mm-hmm. And I, you know, used my laptop while on the treadmill. I got a little table there, and I turned it on just to see what was said in this video about what the real reason was that, I don't know, Um Jung Thet or whatever his name was machine gunned to death.
Mm-hmm.
And the claim by this guy who appears to have done a reasonable amount of research. I mean, he could be just a lunatic for all I know, but his claim was that Kim Jong-un is attempting to turn the path from the military focus of North Korea currently, that it had to take a military focus during the 90s because of, you know, just the international pressures and a famine that swept through the area, so they had to. Now that they don't have to any longer, that he's intending to turn it towards more of a socialist paradise or whatever. And this guy seemed to be as pink as the day is long. That was the reason, was that the uncle is part of the old guard military industrial complex, and he basically has to purge them.
Interesting theory. Is it supposed to be symbolic of some sort of sea change in North Korea?
Well, it could very well send a message to other people in the uncle had been purged a couple of times before that.
Right.
And I think people get purged on a relatively regular basis out of the party. So, you know, this is like a super purge.
Mm. Well, the message in this case is you don't mess with Kim Jong-un.
Why is that message? Where do you get that message from?
You mess with Kim Jong-un and he murders you. If you're his uncle, his second in command. I mean, it's clearly a power play. And a message to everybody else in the government.
It's just another interpretation of what, that you've got an interpretation. This guy's got an interpretation. If anybody wants to see the video, it's on the Facebook page at Facebook.
Maybe Dennis Rodman will find out the truth.
Maybe. I don't know what the truth is, but I think it's all very interesting. Mm-hmm. So anyway, you talked about quitting tobacco in a segment gone by, and
actually Johnny Ray talked about that. I've never had to quit tobacco, thank goodness.
Yeah, but I think you asked people about their experience.
Sure.
So that's talking about it. So I was calling in to share my experience because I quit smoking. I walked out of prison with a few things, and one of them was an addiction to nicotine, and I kept it for quite some time. And then at some point or another, I decided I wasn't going to do it anymore. Wanted to quit, and mostly having to do with having a young son and wanting to make his life better. And
that's why my dad quit.
Yep.
I thought you said it was taxes.
Well, I didn't like that either. I certainly hated the idea that Barack Obama was taxing cigars and that kind of thing. I mean, both of these reasons weighed on my mind when I made my decision. But, you know, thanks for the reminder. I'd kind of forgotten what that reason was. That pushed me through.
The young son reason definitely sounds better, so I would stick with that one.
Okay. Well, both of them were, motivators at the time.
There you go.
So, anyway,
you quit cold turkey, right?
I took a drug called Chantix,
and
that drug gives some people terrible nightmares, and it did give me vivid dreams, but I didn't have terrible nightmares from it, or at least I have nightmares anyway, and maybe it didn't make them any worse. I don't know.
Okay.
But
do you have recurring nightmares?
Yep.
What's one of them?
They have to do with they have to do with gang fights in prison.
Ooh, gosh.
That kind of thing.
Okay.
So when I took this drug, it really just took away any pleasure that one got from smoking. And, at some point or another, I was not smoking any longer because there wasn't any pleasure in it. And then when I stopped taking the drug, I basically had to make a decision at that time whether I would stay quit or not. And I had the option. And I toughed it out. Somebody told me it took 2 full years to quit, and I decided I'd give it 2 years, and they were almost right to the month, frankly. You know, I mean, I can remember it.
You mean as far as having a desire, like if someone were to light up around you, that for 2 years you would want it, and then after that, not so much?
I could remember lying in bed while I had quit smoking and been quit for, you know, a year, lying in bed just wishing I could smoke. And I just couldn't. I wasn't going to do it, and kept reminding myself of the reasons that I didn't want to do it. But it's very powerful stuff. But at 2 years, yeah, it really is gone, and now I have no thought or feeling about it at all. A fleeting thought now and then about smoke. Oh yeah, that carries a heavy, heavy price.
So what does this Chantix cost? I mean, is it within the reach of the average person? Is it still on the market?
I don't. I'm not a promoter of Chantix, but I think it cost about $150 per dose, and that was two times that I had to get it. So
okay.
$300 or something like that.
It'll pay for itself, and the money that you save not having to buy cigarettes. Thanks, Mark, for the call and thoughts tonight. Let's go to Nathan, listening in Texas on Skype. Hey, Nathan.
Hey, Johnny Ray and Mark are really bringing home this whole tobacco thing.
Yeah. What you got on it?
You know what? He's got a really bad internet connection. I actually screened his call a moment before we went on the air, and I had a question mark about it, and it looks like it's not going to work out tonight. Sorry about that, Nathan.
I did want to add that the internet tells me ostensibly means to all outward appearances, or apparently so, but not necessarily so.
Hmm.
So your use of ostensibly, it squares
borderline?
With me.
Oh, no, okay.
I think it's just fine.
Okay. It's a good word. I like the word ostensibly.
Yeah. Well, the snow is falling outside, so ostensibly he's not here because of the snow. That's fine.
Now, ostensibly, multivitamins are good for you, but according to some of the research, maybe not so much. Maybe they're, you know, just null. Maybe they don't do anything. CNN reports that more than half of all adults in the U.S. take some sort of multivitamin. Many do so in hopes of preventing heart disease, cancer, and even to aid with memory, but an editorial published in the Annals of Internal Medicine this week says that using supplements and multivitamins to prevent chronic conditions is a waste of money. Dr. Edgar Miller, professor of medicine and epidemiology.
Yeah,
there you go. And Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine says the vitamin and supplement industry is based on anecdote. People saying, I take this and it makes me feel better. It's perpetuated. But when you put it to the test, there's no evidence of benefit in the long term. It can't prevent mortality, stroke, or heart attack. The editorial, Enough is Enough, Stop Wasting Money on Vitamin and Mineral Supplements, is based on 3 studies looking at the effects of multivitamins on preventing heart attack and cancer, as well as improving cognitive function in men older than 65. All 3 studies were also published in the very same journal. The first study was a meta-analysis of 27 studies that covered more than 450,000 participants, found that multivitamins had no beneficial effect on preventing cardiovascular disease or cancer. In addition, taking vitamins didn't prevent mortality in any way. Well, duh. However, the analysis did confirm that smokers who took only beta-carotene supplements did increase their risk of lung cancer. When taking multivitamins to prevent a second heart attack, authors again found no beneficial evidence. Looking at 1,700 patients who previously had had heart attacks, they were assigned to take 3 multivitamins or placebos twice a day for 5 years. However, with more than 50% of patients stopping their medications, it was difficult for the authors to come to any real conclusions about the vitamins' effectiveness. Some have said it's the way the vitamins are manufactured that makes them ineffective, but these guys are saying that maybe it's all just a bunch of nonsense. What do you think? Tell us tomorrow. Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Chuck Woolery. You want to feel like $1 million today? Have all the confidence in the world? Well, it can't happen if you have bad breath, so why don't you do what I do? Get your hands on Smart Mouth Mouthwash and get 12 hours of fresh breath. Rinse at night, wake up without nasty morning breath. Rinse in the morning, fresh breath all day. For 40 cents a rinse, have confidence that you can't get with any other mouthwash. So put your money where your mouth is. Smart Mouth, 12-hour mouthwash. It's in stores everywhere.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
1 out of 3 young adults and 1 out of 2 recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.